Hey everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. This week, your hosts are Beatrice Gouverneur and Jackie Spinell. We are recording this interview on February 23rd, 2021, a couple days after V-Day. So we are joined today with Jay Sobers to discuss the origin and purpose of V-Day and the impact it has made this year on participants and people that attended, as well as the Women's Rights Information Center. Welcome, Jay. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Jay Sobers. I'm a senior. I've been working on V-Day since eighth grade, but I've been doing my activism work for forever. So I'm really excited to be here with y'all today to talk about it.
Yeah, it's really great to get the opportunity to finally meet with you. And can you please talk a little bit about what V-Day is and why it is so important?
Yeah, sure. So V-Day is like a global movement. It started as like a couple of plays written by Eve Ensler called The Vagina Monologues. Those came out around 20 something years ago. And from those monologues and from that play, it sort of grew into this vaster intersectional global movement. So I can't give you all the details about the progression from The Vagina Monologues to the global movement, but it definitely did grow and expand, like, as more and more people started to hear these women's stories, you know? Like, it was the intersection of art and activism that broke taboos that a lot of women and females and non-gender conforming people have faced. So it was sort of like a hub of light, I guess you'd say, like a hub of light and acceptance for people who have faced issues due to their gender and have faced discrimination and sexism. So more and more people were attracted to that, and it grew into this amazing, beautiful movement that I've been so fortunate enough to been exposed to. It consists of many things worldwide. I know that there's a group called Rise that's mainly based in West Africa that focuses a lot on like dancing and artwork and mutual aid. I know that organizations that are in North America, like they have a lot of high schools and stuff and a lot of colleges that do things similar to what we did for V-Day, which is mainly like performing arts and stuff, you know, dance, music, rap, singing, poetry, prose, whatnot. And I know in other continents, other countries, it's different, but the main goal for V-Day worldwide is to celebrate women and to celebrate what we've done to, you know, end the violence against women and end all the taboos that come with being a female or a woman presenting person.
That's really fascinating. How did you first get involved with V-Day?
Oh, God. I was in like eighth grade, so I was like 12. And in eighth grade, were either of you guys here in middle school?
Yeah.
All right. So, Jackie, do you know Miss M?
Yeah, I had her. Yeah.
So she was like the drama teacher or whatever the class was. And I had so much fun in drama, and Miss Seven and I, we hit it off. We did like a bunch of musicals together. Little Mermaid 2017 or whatever with Miss Quirk. It was so much fun. And you know, we began talking more. She's like, oh yeah, there's this thing I do called V-Day and you should pull up. And I was like, dope. So I went to my first V-Day in eighth grade and I was like, whoa, this is really intense. Like, they're talking about a lot of things I've never even heard of before. Like, all these seniors, and they're so old, like, I'm so scared, like, Angie Jang and Jonna Hoffman, like, oh my gosh, like, and I was freaking out, but no, it was really awesome, and I love the vibes that they had there, for lack of a better term. Like, they were all just very nice and welcoming, and I felt like I could talk about anything with them. So I came back freshman year as a participant with a whole other clique of seniors who also do V-Day now, so that includes Haley Algrant, Kiara Markey, and a few other people that I'm definitely forgetting off the top of my head right now. But, you know, we all joined in ninth grade, and that's when I read my first piece. And since then, I've been participating. But this year, with Miss M's absence, she moved to California. She's living it up, you know. It was like January, maybe, or December. And I was like, I should be a little more stressed than this right now. I finished applying all my colleges. And obviously I was stressed because Mr. Kosnick loves giving me extra reading for AP Lit. I love him. But yeah, I was like, something's missing. And I was like, oh, V-Day. So that's how that started this year. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting and also great how you were able to take that risk as a freshman and then be able to, you know, build yourself up and now be one of the people who is kind of in charge of running it. So why would you encourage other people to get involved with V-Day?
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, regardless of who you are, it's a place where you can talk about things you never thought you'd talk about before. Like, I'm not going to give details because that's not my place, but I know, like, a lot of people in V-Day have, like, shared things they would never have shared to, like, a different group of people just because of the energy that's held there, which sounds weird, obviously, because now it's online, so it's like, what are you talking about? Like, energy? Like, I haven't seen someone in months. Like, what do you mean? But, like, there's like, a sense of confidence there. And I think it's a good place for literally anyone to like mention something like, oh, this impacted me. Like, how do I move on from this? Or, oh, like this thing was really, really great for me. I don't know what to do from there. So it's that aspect too of like the community sense and like the good vibes and the good feel that comes with it. But also I don't want to focus too much on like the writing aspect. Like, oh yeah, it's a writing workshop. Like you get to improve your writing. That's another big piece of it. But again, at the end of the day, it's supporting a really, really great cause. And it shows, and if everyone, like men, women, non-binary people, gender non-conforming people, Black people, white people, Asian people, any type of anyone ever could come to V-Day and make something that supports women, and that is amazing. And that's what I really appreciate from it. Like, it taught me that feminism is diverse, because oftentimes we're faced with like feminism that's not diverse at all, like either TERFs or strictly white feminists. But you know, the diversity that comes with it is so warm. And I would like everyone to experience that at least once, if they have the opportunity to.
Okay, so what is the Women's Rights Information Center and what impact does it have on V-Day?
Yeah, so if you guys are familiar with Mary from the lower school, she was actually like, I guess a client. I don't think that's the right word. That's the only word I can think of. She was a client of the Women's Rights Information Center a long time ago. And I had heard of the Women's Rights Information Center like from my years doing V-Day. I was like, oh yeah, the money we raise is go there. And I didn't really think much of it, but this year in particular, like, I realized its impact. You know, with the pandemic, a lot of people obviously are isolating at home. And I never really thought about it, but I read this article. If I can find it, I'll probably send it to you somewhere. But there's this article talking about like the raise, the like sudden rise of domestic abuse over the pandemic, because women and other people who get abused, not just women, get domestically abused, but there's like a massive increase like in like April 2020 of abuse in the home, particularly of women, because people are trapped at home with their abusers. There's no way for them to get out with lockdown and everything. So it's either go outside and expose yourself to deadly virus or stay at home with your abusive partner and, you know, wind up somewhere that you don't want to be. So Mary told us her story during V-Day and told us about how she was left in a situation that was not great for her, not great for her children. She needed a starting place. And she went through the Women's Rights Information Center in downtown Englewood, and they helped her. They gave her job opportunities, did all these amazing things for her, and they rebuilt her from the ground up, basically, because she was left with not nothing, because she was left with herself, but she was stripped away from a lot of the things that she needs to succeed in society. So her piece was actually about her story and about how the Women's Rights Information impacts her. But she actually just sent me an email about like some things that I can list off that the Women's Rights Information Center does. And the subject of the email is, this is where your donations go. So housing assistance, victim services, work readiness, consolations, food and necessity assistance, self-care and self-development workshops, which includes like, and all those things include different things about shared housing and domestic violence and human trafficking survivors, displaced homemakers, the career closet, which is like when you get work attire to do job interviews in, legal consultations, tax consultations, groceries, feminine products, holiday gifts, winter coats, like all those things that are necessities that we don't really think of as privileged people that we give back to these women in our community. Like, it's literally down the street. So.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I definitely, when I heard Mary's story a couple days ago during morning meeting. I definitely thought it was very inspiring and really amazing what the Women's Rights Information Center does. And I think that that's definitely a great reason just to get involved with V-Day in general. So thank you so much, Jay, for joining us today. Listeners, as always, we hope you enjoyed the episode. Please be sure to send us an email if you have any suggestions or if you'd like to join the team, and we will see you all next week.